Hi, friends. Owen Locke and Rick Talley here from Locke & Company Distilling.
First off, we'd like to thank Sam and Jay at the Unfiltered Podcast for all they do in our industry, community, and more importantly, it's just good to work with great guys like them. Owen and I are Colorado natives. We've spent more than a decade perfecting our Aspen-aged rye whiskey, and we think it's well worth the wait. Rye whiskey usually isn't for the faint of heart, but we have to say this is hands down some of the smoothest rye on the market.
That comes from our 95% rye, 5% barley mash bill, and our unique aging process. We age our whiskey in smaller 30-gallon barrels for a minimum of 2 years, and then we finish the rye by adding hand-cut and hand-charred aspen discs harvested from our family property outside of Fairplay, Colorado. This artisanal process produces an extremely smooth rye with notes of light brown sugar, cinnamon, to balance the spiciness of the rye grain, truly delivering a taste like none other.
So, if you enjoy gold medal winning spirits, want to support small business, please consider making Locke & Co. Aspen Aged Rye Whiskey your next purchase.
You can find our Aspen Aged Rye Whiskey at many bars and restaurants and most liquor stores on the Front Range and throughout Colorado. Check us out at lockandcodistilling.com. That's L-O-C-K-E at lockandcodistilling.com. Cheers from Rick and Owen.
No, thank you for having us.
Lisa
thank
has an upper coming. And a downer here.
I was like, going to say, like, they both do. Yeah. But I'm thinking, Brian's got the, I'm thinking he's got the Irish stout too. So that's next on my list.
Jay, where are we?
I have to look all the time. Comet Brews, because it's not brewing. Comet Brews.
We wanted to be different.
Old school, Old Town, Main Street, Littleton.
Okay, what's the address, you two?
One of
you
I don't know.
5642 South Sycamore Street. Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
Very official.
Do you have a fax machine that you want to put out there?
So it's a good fax number.
555-555.
Beer.
Just down the street from Ned Kelly's.
I was going to say, you could start your afternoon off on a Friday at Ned Kelly's and head or start your afternoon off here, head to Ned Kelly's, and be in the Littleton Pokey by like 10 at that point.
Yeah.
We'll talk background here in a second, but I want to recommence a conversation Lisa and I were having inside about downtown Littleton. So, I mean, what does it mean for you to have your brewery in the place where you grew up, and what the hell has happened in the last 10 years here?
Yeah. I mean, it's really cool. I grew up working in my parents' print shop that was in this building, and it has changed so much. Now we have all these multi-million dollar condos around us. Downtown's so cute. So many shops, restaurants, bars, breweries.
Yeah. How many breweries are like within 3 blocks here?
Just one other one.
Yeah. This is the best one we've sampled today.
Great. Thanks.
On this block.
It's an early day.
And we've sampled both of them.
Oh. can't confirm. Yes.
We did not conduct an interview with said sample.
Not. We did not. But
right,
you know,
fair enough.
We were talking, you know, this is the kind of place where Jay and I want to come and have an afternoon meeting. Honestly, try to get some work done.
Set up shop, yeah. Office hours.
Do you have other jobs? Because you don't open until 4.
Yes, we both work full time.
Okay, I was going to say.
I'm a physical therapist.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, wow.
At a hospital in Aurora, the medical center of Aurora.
You've got a hell of a commute.
A long way.
Yeah, well, we live in Denver, so it's actually not too far. Okay.
You just start your morning off.
Here is,
I was going to say, great, but, yeah.
And then you can tell them what you do.
Oh, I forgot there was another person here. Brian, go ahead.
Yes. I'm the chatty one.
I don't matter. I'm a software engineer for Amazon. So
wow.
I
feel like we're in the presence of greatness now.
Yeah. Like,
should I just give you my money?
Sure.
Like, can I just give you the paycheck?
People that are much better than anything we do. Yeah.
Just order from
banker
Amazon.
And a college professor.
We what also have a 10-month-old. So.
Holy shit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're busy.
10 months. What's his or her or their name?
That's very appropriate.
So. Okay.
So. And his name is Nels. He's named after my dad.
Which is Nels.
And that's how you pronounce Nels.
Nels. That beer you're drinking is not named after baby Nels, but Nels the dad. My dad.
When's baby Nels coming out?
What kind of beer does he get? Yeah.
Probably a milk stout. That only makes sense.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
Did that. Breast milk jokes here. Yep. All day. All day. That's what we do. Tell us the story of Comet Brews then. You guys jump in. We'll ask and we'll guide this conversation. We want to hear it though.
We heavily edit too, so only because I'm sound like a
we don't. I write down when Jay says something really terrible. Tell us a story. We need to stop talking. Nobody cares about us. They missed us. We're going to listen to these two.
Well, I started homebrewing in 2008
okay.
in Colorado Springs. Obviously, a lot of people were opening up breweries in the southern Colorado at that time and all around Colorado. And I had no desire ever, I said. I was never going to open a brewery. I saw friends do it. Seemed like a lot of work for a little return at the time. And then so many of them have closed now, too. But then I met my wife, Lisa, at DU at a brewery that's now closed called Fermentra.
Fermentra.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes.
Our first date.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
At Fermentra.
Not the Stadium Inn, huh? You went to Fermentra. No. Yeah.
We tell people we had our first date at a brewery, but we met online. Like most people do.
Yeah. You know? Oh. We talked about beer.
That's how Sam and I met. So
it's the more efficient way anymore.
I stood him up the first time. I didn't stand him up.
Oh.
You just didn't want to come.
No. There was something leaking out of my car, and I didn't want to go.
So was it Tinder, or was it?
It was Hinge.
It was Hinge. Oh. Classy.
The old Hinge.
Hinge. Classy. Why is Hinge classy?
I don't know, because like, Tinder's not. I don't know.
No, but like Hinge.
I don't know what this is either.
I know. We've been married for too long.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
It was one of those like, you have this Facebook friend and you know, was like
friends
in the middle
of
Tinder
friends.
And match.
Did he have his pubic hair beard then?
Or? Holy shit, be nice.
I feel like we're family.
No, I'm not. It's just that my brother has a very nice beard.
Oh, and Brian did not get the beard gene.
No, I didn't.
You got the beard gene, though.
With that mustache. That is a thick mustache. I think we just go straight mustache with Brian.
Oh, I don't know.
She hates the porn stash, so.
No, you got to do the.
Oh, yeah, you can do the curl.
It, yeah. Right? Oh, see, there it is right there. Oh,
but you could do the big chops.
No, we first started dating, he was a baby face, and I told him I only really like to date men with beards, and he grew one.
What a good
hey, I stood you up after we met on Hinge. Our first date was ultimately in a bar, and then it went right down to grow a beard or this is not going to have a second date.
And then he said, have you seen my back hair? And then it was
he must
it didn't look like it was going to work out, because she drove away, and as I was walking back to my bus stop, she just flew right past me.
Okay, he doesn't get it. You don't.
Okay, what? What are we missing?
Offer to drive a dude home on the first date when he takes the bus.
I listen to too many serial killer podcasts.
Episode, yeah. Oh, too many killer podcasts? Is that what you just said?
Serial killer podcasts. I'm like, he could be a serial killer.
Murder show.
Yeah, so I did not drive him home. Plus, he lived in Boulder. No.
Well, you just said
you took a fucking bus from Boulder to Fermentra?
So I was living in my parents' basement. That's why she wanted to go out with me.
No judgment. That's what people do these days.
Well, that's what his dating profile said, and I don't know why I was like, swipe whatever way you swipe.
A lot of wet concrete in that basement, too. In a murder show.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't know what's hiding down there.
God, it smells so bad.
What's this fresh concrete under this rug?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But okay, I had a job in Denver, so I was moving to Denver, but I was commuting from Boulder to Denver.
Okay.
And so I just went from my office to Fermentra, and then I went all the way back to Boulder.
And the fact that he didn't have a car wasn't also a...
Well, he had a car.
I did.
Oh, okay.
He's eco-responsible.
Well, nobody wants to drive 45 minutes from Boulder to Denver for a fucking job. Like, I would rather sleep on a bus myself.
It's pretty rough.
Well, and we had been drinking. I mean, we weren't hammered, but we had beers. So,
you just drank. Yeah.
So Lisa drove home, and
and I did not.
That's true. I did drink. No, we were not drunk. We had like two beers.
I think I had more beers than you that night.
Which is
odd. The first time and the last time.
Yeah, probably.
That's ever happened.
Yeah. I'm the drinker in the family, I guess.
So how do you go from first date at Vermont to a child now? So how many more dates?
Well, a lot of dates.
Okay.
She was worried that I wasn't into her.
Yeah. He moved kind of slow.
It's okay.
Right,
sometimes.
That's right.
But then we got married two years after that.
Almost two years after that.
Well,
that's not
that small. We moved in a year after that.
Okay.
Into my half duplex that I bought in Denver.
And you survived a year living together.
We did.
It's a good test. Parenting advice, let your kids move in with their potential spouse.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't.
No matter what your creed is, absolutely. You have to.
Otherwise, you're going to be paring for therapy and a divorce in 2 to 5 years.
If you can talk to somebody that you're in love with while they shit with the door open,
mm-hmm.
that is a sign. That is a good sign.
Exactly.
Yes,
I agree.
Well, and she lived. So my cousin was living with us, and she had a dog.
So there were four living things in 900.
In a Denver duplex. Yeah, I know how big one of those is. Yeah.
One bathroom, two dudes.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Oh, it wasn't a lady cousin. That didn't matter.
No, it was a dude cousin.
If you
can love someone's cousin while they're taking a shit and you're having a discussion with them while you're brushing your teeth in the kitchen sink, because that's the only sink, it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Start a brewery together.
Yeah,
it's magic. So
you get married, you got all this. Okay, so get us to here because we've obviously kind of no.
We talk a lot.
We have done this.
No, we monopolize.
You're good.
Yeah, we monopolize.
This is what this show is, right? We don't want to just talk about what's the hot profile? No, right? There are the same 500 people that cared about that 17 years ago, or the same 500 people now. No,
true, true.
This is a kids' show. This is for our children.
This is the Sesame Street of beer.
If we die in a car accident, we want our kids. Oh, those are our dads. Okay, yeah. We have that podcast.
They're already ashamed of me at home. I don't think they need to listen to this to make it worse.
They're going to go to college and be like, you got to listen to this thing that dad did.
as the step parent to a college freshman, as we speak, that actually fucking scares me.
Exactly. Recommits.
Yeah. All right. So. There's this event, Western Welcome Week. Okay. She's actually drinking the beer we brewed for 2021's
version. Littleton, Colorado's Western Welcome Week, correct?
Yes.
That is a Littleton-specific
event. Yes, it is a huge deal.
Yes, and so her parents were retiring, obviously. Amazon might have contributed to the downfall of the printing industry. I can't.
Oh, does that come up at Sunday dinner? Yeah, it doesn't.
No, we don't.
You bastard.
He still blames it on what exactly?
May or may not.
Okay.
Who knows? You know, the jury's out. No, Amazon killed the printing industry. So her parents were retiring, and they were trying to figure out what to do with this space. So this is 6,500 square feet.
Prime real estate.
Yes, and the developers want to pay nothing for it.
Really?
Because they have to change everything about it, and they have to raise the structure to the ground.
Okay.
So they're going to lose money on trying to sell it.
When you say they have to change everything, this kind of shit actually gets me excited. Mm-hmm. Would they have to change the zoning on top of everything else? Is that part of the problem with this?
No, actually, this is zoned for everything.
Okay.
But they have to change. So they'd have to raise the structure to the ground.
Sure.
The mainline taps, they'd have to change all of that from Denver Water. They'd have to change all of the electrical. And I forget everything that they had to change.
So you're telling me...
They just wanted to tear it down and build these $1 million condos.
But it still wasn't going to be cost effective.
No, not for the amount of money they put into this place.
That blows my mind. I'm surprised to hear that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't mean I know better. I'm just surprised.
Yeah. So
it surprised me, too.
I'm going to take over because he takes too long.
No, you're good.
So we were at Jesus,
he rolls slow.
This was probably what? Four?
It was 2016.
See, he remembers dates. I don't.
When did you guys get married?
Oh, 2017.
Okay.
What day?
November 18th.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's our anniversary. That's my wife and I. We got married November 18th.
Nice.
So, yeah, 10 years coming up in a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
two months. We're going on four.
Oh my God, you'll get there. That's crazy. Yeah. Happy anniversary, honey. So okay.
So Western Welcome Week, you're not married yet.
Right.
So it's which came first, the brewery or the baby?
We were not engaged by then, but we were serious engaged. And you were going to move in by at that point.
Yeah.
You were going to move in November.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this was September, August.
Okay.
So there's beer tents at Western Welcome Week. You start drinking early.
Yeah.
So it's after the parade, it's probably noon. There was another brewery, I believe it was Blue Spruce, that's in Centennial.
It's my boy Tom.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, they were looking for a space because they weren't up yet or whatever.
Oh, they hadn't opened their second location yet, probably.
Probably. Right. Yeah, I don't really know much about them. We've been there.
Yes.
But other than that, I don't.
Tom's
know
a coworker. And he's a good bean.
Okay. All right.
Well, we like that place.
Yeah. They have good beers.
That brewery's basically putting three kids through college. That's the only reason it's there.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, that's good to know. But so they were looking for a space, and my mom was like, "Oh, that sounds smart."
Interesting, yeah.
And then we were like, "Wait a second."
You were like, "Wait a second."
I was like, "Wait a second. Do you want to brew beer? Let's open a brewery." And that's kind of how it came to fruition.
And that was it. Boom. Done.
Were a lot of the nuts and bolts of this place already there that a brewery would have, like drainage? No, not really.
It's got really good electricity, good gas, because we're still on gas. And really, it does have really good drainage on this, where we are.
Okay.
On this side.
What about sprinklers? Like a lot of the stuff
comes in.
No? So you didn't put
those
in.
We're not sprinklered.
Okay.
We didn't have to be sprinklered.
You didn't have to. Okay.
Nope.
I was going to say, I don't think I ever noticed the sprinklers in the breweries.
Well, you, the new builds, you kind of...
Yeah, you have
Denver,
to.
Denver, you do. In Littleton, I don't think.
You don't have, oh,
remember? Western Welcome Week, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're still old school. Yeah, Cowtown.
Yeah, you know it.
What, I mean, what made you think you could do it?
I don't know.
Available commercial real estate that was cheap?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, yes. We say that if we didn't have a space, we never would have
done it. Never would have done it? Really?
Yeah. Our landlords are so nice. Thanks, Mom and Dad. And
I mean,
grandkid number two, where we're already working on it.
Cheap.
You're yelling in the microphone.
Sorry. I don't have headphones.
I got, yeah.
And the rent is cheap. I mean, some breweries in Denver pay $10,000 a month for rent, and there's no way we could afford that.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us.
Yeah.
I mean,
that crazy mountain space, they were paying $80,000 because we had a dude who tried to work here. He didn't work out, but he told us about the space. I was like, that's ungodly.
The Calamith space?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Be able to cover that amount?
They couldn't cover it.
So what do you get to do knowing that your overhead costs are lower than most? Like, that's got to give you, too, a little bit of, you know...
Runway,
mm-hmm. You know, to do things like,
sure.
You know, I'm sure, and to go to beer festivals and to do crazy shit, like have an awesome, you know, logo and stuff like what? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were able to do a lot of, so the brewery equipment we did, it's very few of it is new, a lot of used, especially from breweries that have since closed or from other breweries that we know. Like, our tanks are all from Missouri.
Okay.
They're old dairy tanks.
Shout out to Bee's Knees. Yep. Chris Byers, he's the best.
In Versailles,
Missouri. Yeah.
Wait, your tanks are dairy tanks?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sweet.
I think we've done over 100 episodes. I don't think I've ever heard of that repurposing.
Really?
Yeah, like they were...
I love it. I know you would love it.
Yeah. 1900s, 1910s stainless steel.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
You said Bee's Knees.
Yeah. Oh, that, yeah, there's
that
like...
That guy likes to hang around.
Yeah, there's
why.
Like... There's bees like over
Go,
there.
Like, get out of here.
For those of you not present, there's a bee attacking 3 out of 4 of the people on the podcast currently, and my son was just diagnosed as allergic.
And Brian has not moved, which means he's definitely a serial killer. So
yeah.
Yeah, he just sucked out half his beer.
It's fine. Come after me, bee.
Can we show them your ID where you look like a serial
killer? Oh.
I'm kind of obsessed.
This could be in our top 10. This could be in our top 10.
It already
is. Wait. Just, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I do legitimately. There's a story behind it, too.
Oh, my God.
Hey, he's so skinny.
It is. It is.
I do look a little
bit like Ted Bundy. Right there. Right there.
Hey. Dude, I know.
He's got a really nice hatchback.
I get
that
from TSA. That
was like 14 years ago.
I bet you do, yeah.
They're like, what?
It actually does look. It doesn't look like him enough.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't think I would never pull you over and be like, "Yeah, sir, go ahead."
Yeah. You or you'll murder me.
No. Can I see your trunk?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. The DMV lady. I mean.
Yeah. Blame it on the DMV. Not that awesome fake beard.
Not me. Wasn't my fault.
Oh.
My pubic hair beard.
I like your beard.
You know.
You're a good spouse.
It's like yes. I just glue it on there every day.
They're still relatively new in the old.
When did you open up?
Years of marriage.
July 24th of this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So, 2021.
Because there's not a better time to open a brewery in the middle of fucking a pandemic.
No, yeah, it's really not. I mean,
no. Yeah.
We had hoped to open before the pandemic, but.
Yeah,
because this project dates.
I don't want a bad time.
A long time.
Anybody,
four-ish years.
Yeah.
So
2019 is when we broke ground, November, and then we quickly had
on
to stop.
On our anniversary, actually.
Oh yeah.
It was November 18th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had to stop because the wastewater folks shut us down. We had to do a bunch of stuff for pH balance for our cleaning products.
Okay.
So everything you know we use to clean the brewery. Our caustics and our acid cleaners. They're like, you gotta adjust the pH, which is the new EPA guidance, anyways.
Blah, 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 blah.
And so we had to do it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So then we got going back in March of 2020, which is just the absolute best time.
Don't look at the
key. Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
Which day in March specifically? I mean,
it was like the beginning of March. So. Yeah. I stopped going in the office on March 9th.
Okay.
And we had been doing construction before.
Already.
That.
Yeah, you were already doing
construction. And then March 10th, Amazon said everyone's working from home besides the factory workers.
Oh, wow. And then...
Because nobody gives a shit about the factory.
Yeah, I know, right?
So truthfully, though, in that scenario... construction was one of the few things that actually was able to continue during COVID. Maybe not like on March 13th or March 16th or whatever.
Yeah.
But construction was one of the few things that managed to move forward.
Manufacturing was all messed up.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys didn't, you weren't able to continue necessarily doing the build out.
No, it just took
longer.
Much longer than we anticipated.
Was that a
good
thing? Was it stressful?
Yeah.
It was
really stressful. And then things, I mean, we anticipated it costing more than what we thought it would, but it was a lot more.
So Brian's still able to work during this time, though. And what about you? I mean,
oh, yeah, I was working.
You were doing
in a
physical
hospital,
therapy.
Full of COVID patients, pregnant.
Mass. Oh, my God.
But I wasn't seeing COVID patients because I was pregnant.
Okay.
So you got lucky.
But it was stressful. It was very stressful.
What made you think the beer was good enough to open a brewery? Like, obviously, overhead logistics totally makes sense. You two have explained that. But as a person who isn't the brewer,
right,
but a business partner, the co-founder, what do you have to have in this beer for you to believe in it?
Well, that's a good question. So we brewed two beers for our wedding.
Yeah.
We had like a bride's beer and a groom's beer.
Okay.
And the one that we made for me was way better. But it was delicious and everybody loved it.
Okay.
Brian also makes a winter warmer that he would homebrew all the time that was delicious. And yeah, I just really had faith in him because he loves beer so much. He knows good beer versus bad beer.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, though, before we opened, every time I taste it, I'd be like, oh, God, it doesn't taste right. This isn't good enough. But
does Brian know that?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
He was like, you were stressing me out so much.
But it's okay, right? You want somebody who's on that end of the spectrum.
Exactly.
That's gonna be...
And we haven't, I mean, not everybody's going to like our beer, but most people do. And we do different things, too.
Yeah.
We have a couple beer-wine hybrids. We actually ran out of one of them.
Ooh.
Beer-wine hybrids? Mm-hmm.
What are those called? Is there a name for those?
Oh,
called
no
a beer-wine
oh,
no hybrid.
But yeah. I don't know if these are technically... Oh, no, I don't know the like logistics, but...
Nobody
but
gives a shit in Littleton.
I think Brian said they're 51% beer and 49% wine. So they're beer.
Okay.
Because we can't... We don't.
Because you guys can't sell them otherwise.
Right.
Yeah. We've been down that path before.
Yeah. But the reason we made those two is so all of our beers are named after family and what they like to drink. So my mom, she loves a good Chardonnay.
Yeah.
A good oaky Chardonnay. So that's...
she likes to get twisted on it. Yeah.
Shout out to Mom.
Yeah.
Don't listen to this.
Yeah.
But anyways, and then his brother has gluten issues. So his was a Pinot Noir wheat, but we ran out of that one. And it was so good.
So good.
And aged in, we have squirrel barrels that you change the wooden slats in to make it oaky. I'm sorry, I'm just nervous. But
no, you're fine.
There's a lot going on over at Comet
Brewers
this
food truck
afternoon.
Has showed
Let's give a
up.
Shout out to Magic Kebab.
Magic Kebab Persian food.
That sounds so good right now.
But it's nice because, you know, not everybody likes to drink straight up beer.
Yeah.
And the Chris, which is the Pinot Noir one, 10%. Didn't taste like it.
That's the problem.
Mom probably loved that one,
hammered.
Huh? Or no, wait, the bro?
No, Mom likes to like
the bro stuff.
The bro did.
Yep.
Was it, so he has a gluten thing, and we're a gluten-free brewery fan.
Yeah. So they were gluten reduced.
Reduced, so.
We have one gluten-free, it's a seltzer. Because my sister doesn't like beer.
You gotta make a seltzer.
Everybody's gotta make a seltzer.
And it's easy to make.
She needs a onesie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do. We do have onesies that says breast milk is better than seltzer. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get way too many to give my youngest kid. So, actually.
Yeah, we're going to have to knit him into a blanket at this point.
While Magic Kebab's pulling up, I mean, did you feel a pressure to have a food truck because of where you are? Like, once you opened up, I mean, that had to be a thought, right? You've been around for 3 months
well,
now.
Well, we just love food trucks. So we had food trucks at our wedding.
Okay. Where'd you get married, by the way?
Space Gallery off of Santa Fe.
Okay.
It's a little art gallery. Yeah.
Way too cool for us. Jared.
I was going to say, these two are cooler than I would have ever thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks, guys.
Space Gallery, food trucks, brewing our own beer.
Oh, yeah.
You're not fucking invited.
No, we were at Meow Wolf. opening last night.
Oh, wow. You are cool.
No, he was. To you guys.
Definitely not.
I actually went two weeks ago.
We have not
before
been.
It even opened. Yes. The university got tickets. The president's office.
We were supposed to get tickets through the Restaurant Association, but we were too slow.
To Meow Wolf?
Yeah.
It's so big.
They were gone.
He gone. It's really big. It's like over. It's over. It's so much bigger than the one in Santa Fe.
You know the best part about Meow Wolf that I think is funny is that it takes a special set of directions because it's so tucked away that nobody, even people that grew up here, know how to fucking...
Yeah, where is it?
It's underneath the highway.
Okay.
I don't even know the best way to get it. I mean,
you're going to the Broncos game and parking over by.
See, I went a different way. Imagine you're going to Strangecraft.
Yes.
Park at Strangecraft and then walk to Meow Wolf.
Walk three blocks through the second worst neighborhood ever.
And then walk to.
I haven't been to Strangecraft in a long time.
Park at Raices and go across the street.
Yeah, we went to Raices the last time. They had that Mile High Station Beer Festival there.
Yeah.
That
was 2 years ago.
So this
ago.
Joint's right, like, shares a wall with Mile High Station.
It's
right there. Right there. For sure.
Cool.
We could go on for 2 hours, but I think Jay and I want to shut this off and just talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long? I mean, we've only been...
But we're going to go somewhere for the next 15, 20 minutes. So let's go on this journey together. Okay? Let's hold hands.
Yes. Yeah. It's COVID time. Don't touch me.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus.
What have you learned the first 3 months? What's been the most significant moment?
Once you have a baby, you can't go back.
Don't open a brewery with an infant. No, just kidding.
No,
it actually went
pretty well.
Yeah.
Baby Nels just strapped on the Bailey the whole time. Like, what do they call that thing?
Well, it's a Bjorn.
Bjorn.
Oh, yeah, the Bjorns.
Bjorn.
Robin.
The what?
That was an excellent pop culture reference that I actually thought was really funny because
it's strictly related
to backpacks and outdoor clothing, not beer.
Table split. We've obviously been cooler than you two for the majority of this conversation.
Exactly.
So. What is it?
It's just a brand, and I always call it Fall Raven, and there's a J tucked in there, and I don't know where it goes.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it for reals. I just make it up.
So it's just an off-brand Bjorn?
No. They make backpacks and hiking boots and high-end rain jackets.
Yeah, they're
that's his thing.
Yeah.
I hate the outdoor. This outdoors.
They make nice shit. It just is horrible to pronounce, which I think makes it unapproachable. I think it makes it unapproachable.
Yeah.
Outside of a place like
you never
Colorado.
Sound stupid. Because
we just need IKEA. Because we can just pronounce that IKEA.
Well, they did. They did come up with a name that was phonetically correct.
Yeah, they did. They did.
True.
It's easy. Okay, so
having
a child is never easy. So that's not an option.
Sprinkling a brewery and a pandemic.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
I mean, staffing has been hard.
Yes.
That was the hardest part.
Okay.
We thought it was going to be fairly easy. People coming out from a pandemic. You know, we'll find people, but, you know, beer tenders, bartenders, and brewers, you know, thankfully we found some great people.
Yeah.
But it has been somewhat challenging.
How have you found, you know, we like to read the news and we like people to tell us why it's so hard, but why was it hard and how have you found them?
So it was hard. We did classified ads. There's this one site, Brewbound.
Yeah. We're familiar.
Yeah. BevNet. So we ran it there, and we have a lot of applicants that are just obviously kind of spamish in a way, you know?
Yeah.
It's like
every brewery opening, they're like blasting a resume.
Yeah. Like someone from Nigeria, which if this person was really from Nigeria, that's cool and all, but I can't sponsor, you know? We're a small brewery.
And it was also the Prince's $1 million they were trying to get.
Yeah, I know,
right? Right. Just give us your account number and we'll be there.
That was the first
2 weeks
like,
to work.
And your social security number.
Yeah.
Please, just give it to us. But the people we have found have been great. One goes to Metro.
Okay.
He's in the brewery.
We need to talk about that a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
And the other one is just a dad.
Yeah.
Just a guy.
He's just a dad, ladies and gentlemen. He's just a dad.
To all the dads out there, you're more than just a dad.
Yeah, no.
He's
moving back to Texas, and his full-time job, he quit, and now his new full-time job is looking for a new full-time job in Texas.
Okay.
So he wanted a part-time job in brewery, and he loves it.
But I think Littleton Market especially, everyone who wants a bartending gig has one at a place, and they're pretty well established.
Yeah.
So, I mean, our bartenders, like Eric, he's never bartended before. Yeah. Ethan has. He used to work at Coors.
Yeah. He did tours at Coors.
Tours at Coors. Yeah.
Coors tours.
I don't think they do those anymore, do they?
Oh, did they shut those down during the pandemic?
I'm not Catholic, so I can't do that.
Right. No, you're not allowed to.
I'm lapsed Catholic.
You also have to go to church, whereas I don't have to go to church or read the Bible.
When I was a kid, I used to say the Father, the Son, and the daughter. So I was like, what about the daughter?
Hello.
Woke as fuck.
Yeah, jeez.
A lot of white men wrote a lot of history.
Exactly. So,
cheers to that. Yeah. What about if you got people down on the light? I mean, honestly, you could get people from downtown. You're so close.
That's
to the
what
light
we were
rail,
kind
right?
of banking like, on. Like, yeah.
What about the motel off Santa Fe at the next exit up? I mean,
oh, yeah,
that place
that
is awesome.
Sex house?
Yeah.
Which we used to call it the sex house.
Yeah, you guys don't advertise for employment there?
We should. Yeah.
There's
knock on doors.
In the back of our house alleyway. We should just bring them to the back of this alleyway.
I feel like Essex House has, on average, one dead body every 3 to 4 years.
Really?
Sure. And that's how downtown Littleton used to be always.
Yeah, Essex House is almost like a nostalgia. Like a snapshot in time,
right.
Frankly.
It's
we're glad it's still there. Like, it's a reminder of our past.
Yeah.
So it's hard to hire people. What's been, like, what happens now, right? I'm in this strategy mode in my brain. What happens next year? Like, what are you thinking?
Well, you know, we've been kind of living month to month right now, week to week, in terms of strategy. But we know that we want to distribute a little bit.
Yeah.
Just in Littleton.
Are you guys canning in there?
We have our Dixie can by a canner that was provided by Crowling.
Yeah.
They're great folks. Also live in Littleton. They just had their beer
big can jam.
Okay.
That's
what?
A horse rescue ranch.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember.
But yeah.
So they're
Aaron
not big dog. They're not big dog food people.
I don't know.
Apparently,
not.
Yeah.
Sorry,
wow.
Yeah. Sorry, sister-in-law.
Tell them the truth, huh? Tell them the truth.
We don't like glue, I guess. Hey.
No, but we can do 16 and 19 ounce cans.
And we have our crowlers.
They're hard to find. We fill them when people order them.
Okay.
What about bars and kegs? I mean, are you guys? I feel like is Jake's still over there? I mean,
yep.
Jake's would be a great place.
We made friends with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Jake's. Hoping to get in there, and then
hopefully Jake's Brew Bar.
The Grand Station up here, this restaurant.
Around the corner
space.
From Ned Kelly's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. He rents some space in my parents' building as well, so they're like tight.
Oh,
and
yes.
He's hopefully gonna.
We're looking into that. And
yeah, delivery
tabs.
Costs are horrible
max
there.
Tabs,
so
yep.
Oh, yeah. Horrible.
That's kind of the plan. But right now we can't really support accounts.
This is fantastic beer.
Yeah.
Like
I'm really excited about the Irish Stout, to be totally honest.
Is that what you're going with next?
Heck yeah. It's not hot enough to say I can't do it. That's the best part. Like, yesterday I'd be like, I don't think I can touch something
no,
that
like
big.
It was too
big.
Hot yesterday.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah, no, I was freezing in my house this morning, so that means Guinness weather.
Where can, what should we, can you tell our listeners where we can find you at the end of September, October, if Beer Fest, anything like that? You got anything planned?
Yes.
So we're in one tomorrow in Manitou at the Manitou Heritage.
I'm not editing this. I'm not editing this before tomorrow. I'm sorry, Lisa. It's not. But if you drink this,
we'll post the link. We'll be nice.
I'm just kidding.
Sorry, I'm not a very good listener.
It's okay.
Then, good wife though.
Great wife.
That's
fantastic.
What I,
the best wife.
Twisted. I just said that.
Don't get twisted.
And then we're in another one.
Hops in the Park.
In Clement Park, October 2nd.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a newer one. Yeah, that's a good one, though.
Where is that? Where's Clement Park?
It's at Wadsworth and Bowles.
Yes.
Nice. So, okay.
The southeast
Seltzer,
corner.
Coal Mine, Woods Boss.
Oh, hell yeah.
Signed up. And there's like three others that are escaping my mind.
Coal Mine and Woods Boss, two unfiltered alumni.
Oh, nice.
For two guys who live in South Metro, keep doing what you're doing because we need to move more beer down here, not just as beer drinkers, but as family guys.
Yeah.
We need places like this.
Yeah, and that's our shtick is we want to be family friendly because, so not to brag, but our son has been to 40 breweries and he is not even a year old.
Where is Baby Nels, by the way?
Drunk a lot.
I should ask.
He's at Grammy and Grams.
Okay, I should ask. I mean, two full-time jobs and
he's
running
just
a brewery.
Yeah,
he's
chilling out in the brewery.
Oh, shit, we didn't leave the windows.
No, we definitely couldn't do this without our families. His parents still live in Boulder, and my parents still live where I grew up.
Okay.
So they watch the baby a lot.
That's
and my
so
sister,
awesome.
Who lives
been great.
Yeah.
Just a little
bit. Yep.
It matters.
Yeah, my brother and sister. And no, excuse me.
You guys pay for babysitters and beer, I assume?
Yes.
And bullshit. Beer
no,
and bullshit.
No, my mom insists on paying every time she comes here, so.
Well, that part's fine.
I just brewed my mom's beer, and it's, what is it? So it's September, and every week I think she's asked me, when is my beer coming?
That's awesome.
And I was like, oh, man.
I'm trying to figure out how you...
Just watch my kid one more week.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why you let it run dry in the first place.
Well, he hasn't brewed it yet.
He hasn't brewed it yet.
I
just brewed it.
First time ever.
First time ever.
Oh, well, I thought we'd already done this one.
No.
You're a husband. Think about
bad
mother-in-law.
Chocolate milkshake IPA, though.
Oh.
Good.
I got the wrong. I got the mom's confused.
My mom would like
I got
that.
The mom's confused.
Yeah, no, my mom's the Chardonnay.
Your mom's the Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Well, you two, Lisa and Brian, more so Lisa. thank you for this wonderful conversation, you two. We're not going to be strangers.
I like this spot. It's halfway between us.
It is.
I can park it under the tree here.
Yeah,
and
we're going to come out here and do work.
This tree is key. Yep.
If you need somebody to open up the place like at 2, Jay and I will just run the shop.
Lend us a key.
Yeah, we'll be here. Yeah. I mean, you may not make
and
any
then
money.
The beer will be
yeah, exactly.
That may or may not be coming.
It is on a light rail line for me.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm just thinking, like,
handy.
It's so close. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. And we really have had good
turnout. It's a
block
and a half
from
the RTD.
Yeah, Comet Brews, home of the fake beard contest. Come one, come all.
All right.
You're a good sport.
You guys.
He really is.
By far, top 10 episodes.
Oh,
cheers.
Thanks
so much, guys.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
Take care.
We got to tend to the kebab. We got to tend to the kebab truck.